I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I had one of those jingle things on repeat in my head again. I don't even know why. But it's not really a full jingle. It's just like a, I'll have a Heineken.
Oh my God. I've never even heard that.
I haven't either.
Heineken had a jingle.
I have never heard that.
It was just, I think it played like at the end of their commercials.
I'll have a Heineken.
It's got to be old. Let's see where this is from.
1982.
1982.
It's right in your sweet spot, man.
Someday soon, you could very well have the best of everything. But you will have to begin somewhere. And the best place to begin is with the very best beer in the world. The best tasting beer wherever you go. When you think about it, why would you ever have anything else?
Come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken.
There was one where they sang it, I'm sure.
That's a really lame commercial for beer.
It is.
Well,
they were still trying to figure stuff out back then. They didn't realize you needed to throw a truck in there and chicks and short shorts. And
I would like Dave to get hypnotized and go back to the years between 1980 yes. and 1984.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And see what was going, because I think he'd be like, apples and cinnamon.
He spent an awful lot of time in front of the TV while his parents were smoking weed and banging.
Shafta.
That was his childhood.
That really was. I mean, it has to be.
I'll have Heineken.
Yeah.
I also remember, this is the other one that stuck in my head, the Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
Yeah.
And they're not real jingles. They're just like they may be saying that at the end. And I, 1984.
Cleaners, that's one way, I guess. But Regina's found an easier way to clean carpets with a hot water spray.
The Regina Steamer Carpet.
There you go.
Traffic areas, keep them clean.
My God.
It's easy when you own a machine.
My God.
I don't understand.
Yeah, that first part of the 80s, you need to go back and figure out what was going on.
I remember all these when you play them. But they're not in my head. I don't sit around and like it pops in my head. I never think about
that. That's
weird.
It's
because you're normal, Lisa.
Right. Yeah.
No, true. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's bizarre. Yeah. Do I want to be singing I'll Have a Heineken on repeat for 3 days?
It's unfortunate. It sounds like it's torturing.
It's torture.
Yeah, it really is because
this is how I'll end my days, in a white jacket, rocking in a room, going, the Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
Yeah. He's right.
That's how it's all going to end for me.
Because
he doesn't have a Heineken.
Because in his brain, somehow, current things mean nothing.
Yeah.
But old jingles from the early 80s take up a monumental amount of brain.
Oh, his hard drive is chock full of them.
Full.
Right. I filled it up then.
Lots of.
And now I can't remember anything because it's
so
all
crazy.
Filled with 80s commercials.
It's all full.
I need to
reboot that thing.
I need to delete. They're real crazy ones too, man.
I know.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
I really think that every single person on the show needs therapy, but it would take away the funny, so we can't. But I really think
How can you be funny without a problem?
Yeah, exactly.
If
I went to therapy, they'd be like, you have to quit that show.
Yeah.
You'd have to,
you really have to quit.
You guys, what you do is killing you.
I don't know
what
if
are
it's
you doing?
That or
I
just,
do.
It's, I don't know.
I know.
If it's the show.
There are certain ones, though, that made more of an impression. Like the Shasta song in my head all the time.
That's in there deep.
I want to pop. I want to Shasta.
Yeah.
I don't
don't get it.
Lisa's right, though. We got problems, you guys.
No,
and I think a lot of them.
Yeah,
like, I just found out that I'm like some soldier of fortune that could be activated because I remembered all my dad's training on the air.
Yep.
Like, I get a lot of my therapy out here.
I get it. No, Lisa, you're right. I mean, it's not like, it's not the show isn't what's done it. It's the years of things that have happened to us.
I know.
It's
okay.
Before the show.
I totally know.
It's before the show.
I was in an Irish family where everyone got wasted.
Yeah.
Incredibly wasted. And I was put in front of the TV.
Yeah.
While they sang their songs and smoked a million cigarettes and drank their faces off.
Right.
Yeah. So I just was like, oh.
Yeah.
I just had blinders on and would just watch, you know.
Cleans whole room so deep, so fast, makes rent. Look up.
It does. It makes you happy.
Clean your carpets the easy way.
Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
You light up.
Yeah. It takes you right back to a happier time.
It's happier times.
I enjoy the rhythm of that commercial, too. It's almost like a hip-hop song.
Yeah, you could tell it was like the beginning of like a white person trying to rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely were trying to make it rap.
Music history through jingles.
So, well, here's someone. I still sing that 30 years later. I was 5 when that commercial was on TV, waiting for G.I. Joe to come back on.
Yep.
Wow.
So I'm not alone, but I don't think there's many people in the world quite like me.
Nope.
Unfortunately. I don't want it. I don't like it.
I didn't ask
for
like
it. No, you didn't ask for it.
No. I think I may be the jingler. I'll either go like the jingler. I'll be in a straitjacket or I'll go villain and become the jingler.
Yeah, the jingler.
The Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
No, damn you, the jingler.
Yeah, he attacks all these different places from jingles.
Yeah.
In his head.
I take him down.
And then he writes out the jingle and leaves it.
Heineken. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Apples and cinnamon.
It could definitely happen.
I do. I think you need to be hypnotized and go through some of those years where all these jingles were absorbed.
Yeah.
I probably don't want to know. I probably don't, but it. Yeah, therapy would do as well.
Honestly, I think it would just be a lot of the same. You'd be, and I think you nailed it. You already know. You know what's happened.
Yeah, I did. I did my own therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your parents, they were busy.
There was crazy parties going on, and I escaped into the land of TV.
Like, I just found out just recently that my haunted house thing came from that Cub Scout trip.
But a lot of stuff has stemmed from
like, a lot of times, too, when I'm working real stuff out here, like, I'm looking right at Lisa, and she's, like, inquisitively looking at me like a psychologist. She's like, let's figure this out. Let's, like, really work it out. What do you got?
She's like, keep going. Let's go a little deeper. Can you take me a little deeper?
She's like, do you think that Cub Scouts at that haunted house is maybe what's caused all this?
And they're like, Jesus Christ, Eureka.
I'm like, I'm having a breakthrough right now. I'm like, I'm crying. Why am I crying? Why am I crying right now?
She's got a big list on all of us.
Like, did your dad train you with knives just, like, from the beginning? Or was that, like, later?
You're like, oh my God, he did give me a knife
like,
when I was 6.
I remember being a baby and sharpening a knife and forging. I remember being a baby forger. I was a forging baby.
Yeah, like you, because didn't you say on the show you were like something unlocked where you're like, yeah, my dad got me a Bowie knife. For my 9th birthday or whatever it was. Like, it was incredibly young.
Yeah, it was
to
crazy.
Have a Rambo knife.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of times she's like, I'm looking right at her. She's like, okay, let's just stop for a second. Mm-hmm. And let's just go back and really drill down on this.
Yep.
And I'm like, huh.
Yeah, I know an actual therapist. Like, Lisa's like a radio therapist. I know an actual therapist, and I see her do that to me from time to time. She's like,
I couldn't trust. I couldn't be friends with a therapist. I'd be like, stop analyzing
me.
Stay out of my head,
what are you
Xavier.
Looking at?
Yeah.
You're looking at my flip flops. What are you going to say? Yeah, she'll say, I don't even think she realizes she does it.
Yeah.
But she'll look you up and down and she'll be like,
Yeah. analyzing you.
Totally analyzing you.
So mayonnaise, your grandpa would eat it. And that's, it was gross.
So that's it.
So that's why you don't like mayonnaise.
Right. I like that Lisa would get answers pretty quick.
That's easy stuff.
The thing. Like, Lisa's not really diving down deep. She's she's knocking the surface
stuff
off.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
She's not knocking the muscles off the ship.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of dust.
Yeah.
It is like, so weird, though. They all fall in the same time frame, like
they
early
all
80s.
Do. Yep, it's
I was
early
wee David,
80s.
Young, impressionable David, and they all just sunk into my head.
Yeah,
and they stayed there for decades.
What we don't know is why.
Yeah,
we don't.
Well, what we don't.
I think it's because I was escaping the Irish parties that were disasters.
Yeah.
A lot of times. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Because there's prime years, dude.
So much,
whenever you pull up a jingle. It's always the same years.
It always is.
It's always the same years.
And it's never planned. Like, honestly, I look them up here on the show. I never look them up at home. I'm not sitting at my computer going, oh, when was that one out?
Oh, no.
It's always here. It's always legitimate. And it just happens to be that time.
Are jingles in your head all the time?
All the time, Lisa. Like, literally all week I've been, Regina, steamer, carpet cleaner.
So it probably provides some sort of comfort for you.
They do.
See? See what she does?
Go lay on the couch. Go lay on the couch.
Go lay
on the couch.
Okay, one sec. So maybe you were trying to escape something. So let's think about what would you be escaping.
They partied a lot. Smoked and sang.
You felt all alone smoky. You're just a little boy in a smoky room.
It was. You're right.
That has to be it.
That's got to be
a comfort part.
All right, you're done, Dave. Thanks for coming in. $500.
Yep.
Joe from Detroit. Hi, Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, hi, dear. Go ahead.
Yes, the dog commercial off Telegraph Road where he's like, dear dog, come on, dog, man, dog, why don't you go to Telegraph
Road right now, get a great deal. Yeah. We all know it.
Yeah, this is different. I get those. Those are the commercials that everyone remembers, right? Yeah. Certain ones stick in everyone's head.
Dave's are obscure.
Like Father and Son, if you are done modernizing,
no job too big.
Yeah, we all know them. Yes. We all know them.
Right, but the Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner, no one knows.
I know that one.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I know. I know all the ones. Every time you bring up something like,
did you remember the turtles? Turtles, rah, rah, rah.
I don't know if I remember the turtles.
Ooh, I love turtles.
But I don't. Sit and they don't. They're not in my
That's
head.
Just it.
Ever.
They don't
they're
come
not,
up. Yeah, like they never come up. Like when I hear them, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like it's never like I'm like Regina.
No.
Like never. It's only after I hear them. You are like I hear it in my brain.
I hear it all the time.
I have to find it.
Yeah.
You know.
He'll whistle them sometimes.
Yeah, he will. He'll whistle. Mm-hmm. He'll whistle it out.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And I would love for it to stop.
Yeah.
Please make the jingle stop. That's going to be the title of my book. I don't know. Make the jingle stop, someone.
You're going to have to get your brain tooled around it.
I know. I mean, electroshock or something.
Something.
I don't know what they're going to have
like,
to
I'll,
do.
I'll even be walking through my house and be like, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my kids look at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's I get a bit. It. I can't deny it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What was that from, Chuck? Do you remember what that was from? It was
just in between.
Right?
Yeah, it was probably in between Scooby-Doo and...
I was going to say, that sounds like the jingle between like cartoons on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that thing at the top is making me... That's it right there, those claymation things.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah, they had many different versions of it.
That was
88. Yeah, I was going to say, I bet it goes back further.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
See, because I don't remember it.
I don't remember these.
I remember that one right there with the heads rolling around.
Really?
I remember all those. See, that's my prime time damage years. Like 89, 94. That's when I was training. And
yeah, see the Muppet Babies up in the top right corner?
Mm-hmm.
Those after these messages would play during commercials during that cartoon.
Muppet Babies?
Muppet Babies.
AJ, you had a comment. Good morning.
Goddamn Muppet Babies.
Hey, how's she going? Yeah, you guys remember the Happy Peanut song? You know, like, Happy Peanut song over chocolate covered mountaintop. You know that song?
No. I don't remember that one, no.
I hit it pretty good, though.
Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. You definitely nailed it.
I think it's because it's too late for me. It was only 9 years old. That's why I don't know it.
Can I help you enjoy that, Snickers?
Huh.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Happy peanut soul over chocolate-covered mountaintops.
Yeah, see,
this is hilarious.
prancing nougat in the meadow sings a song of satisfaction to the world.
I mean, what's crazy is that now I know what he's talking about because I remember it. But
it's only 10 years old.
Yeah, but
it's
not burned in.
No, not
the way
all.
The cartoons or the commercials in between G.I. Joe and He-Man.
Mm. Yeah, they would have been. They definitely get you. Hey, Doug.
Yeah. You remember the putt-putt commercial?
Putt-putt for the fun of it?
Putt-putt for the fun of it.
Of course.
So bring your date and your brother and your mate and your brother and putt-putt a hole in one. Putt-a-putt-a-putt-a-putt-putt. Putt-a-putt-a-putt-putt-putt-putt
makes it fun.
Dave knows it.
Putt-putt for the fun of it. Putt-putt for the fun of it. Putt-putt for the fun of it. Totally.
Sir, hang up right now. You've broken Dave.
Yep. Yep.
You don't remember the putt-putt for the fun of it?
No.
That one I don't.
No, but it is. What's funny. Okay, but what's funny is that I've called it putt-putt golf.
Mm-hmm.
In front of other people, and they're like, "What are you talking about?"
I call it putt putt golf.
Yeah,
everybody
like I call
knows
it,
about putt putt.
Not everybody,
really.
No, they call it something else.
Well, like mini golf.
They call it mini golf.
I always heard putt putt since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I'm a putt putt boy. Putt putt for life. One putt putt.
Andy Green putt putt.
Putt putt Andy Green.
But that was like a chain of putt-putt places, right?
It had to be,
1986
yeah.
makes 1986. Total sense.
I don't know this one. This is a weird one.
I don't know this at all.
Putt-putt for the fun of it. Putt-putt for the fun of it. So bring a date and you want to or you make
your brother. Putt-putt for the fun of it.
See, okay, but listen. Like, you know every God-blessed
word. Yeah, that's nuts.
That's insane. Putt-putt
for the fun of it. I mean, he was at some wild bashes when he was a kid, man. Like,
he was.
He was just like, just pay attention to the putt-putt song.
Who knows what was going on in the other room,
makes
huh?
it fun.
I know.
Swinger
parties. I don't even want to think of that.
You don't want to unlock that.
That's for off air therapy.
You can't bring everything up, Chuck. Just shut up.
John.
Chuck, stop it. Don't talk about swinging.
Hey, John.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, bud?
No, I've been better.
Mm-hmm. No, fair enough, Tim. Hey, do you know the Flake one, the Cadbury Flake ad? It's like a ballad. It sounds like Led Zeppelin or something.
Cadbury Flake?
That's like a British chocolate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Irish-British. I mean, the song was awesome. They make a full length, and I played on repeat.
I don't know. See, we might not know it just because. It does. It comes right up.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll have to see. 1985, is this it here?
Only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before. Only the crumbliest,
flakiest
chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before.
Cadbury's Flake, the crumbliest, flakiest milk chocolate in the world.
Yeah, I love a flake.
Never oh, my God.
That. I love a Cadbury's Flake.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
I don't understand
like
that
Moody
commercial.
Like the Moody's Blues or Journey.
Yeah, it's like, Knights and White Saturn! Never reaching the end!
Chocolatey flakes, yeah! Eat them till the end! Cause I love you! Love you! Love you!
Cause I love you! Oh, I love you!
Chocolatey goodness!
I love you!
Yeah. A lot for just a chocolate
just
commercial.
A, yeah. And then but to end amazing. It with a woman on a carriage like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, all seductress.
Like. Yeah. Well, they knew what they were doing, starting to figure it out.
Oh, man.
Starting to figure out what we were
I
into.
I love some chocolate!
Tim from Fort Myers.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hey.
Hey, man, what's up?
Do you remember Let's All Go to the Lobby from the movies back
oh,
in the day?
Oh, of course.
Oh yeah, yeah,
of
yeah.
Of course, like, that's a classic, mommy. That I mean, did they play the same one at the drive-in?
I don't know. I remember it in theaters.
There was like a popcorn one. It was like a snack song.
Yeah, that's what
it was about. Snacks.
Oh, no, that's just the popcorn song.
That's the one that you guys are singing. It's like the snacks. Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah, but the thing about the... But there was no lobby right at the drive-thru. It was just like a snack. So they like they would like sing a song about the popcorn and stuff.
Yeah.
From what I remember, but...
Someone said Dave is going to be old, senile in a nursing home, talking in jingles to people. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they'll put me in a...
Yeah, they'll be like, oh,
in a straitjacket because they won't get it.
No, what they'll do, no, listen, what'll happen is Dave will be really ornery. He'll be very angry. And then what they'll do is they'll just find a YouTube thing of all those commercials. They'll put it in front of him and it'll keep him calm.
It'll keep him calm.
Like, ah. And he'll just have tapioca pudding, you know, and just he'll be fine. At least you have it. You've got something that in your brain, you know, is linked to happiness.
Calming me down.
It has to be. Yeah. That's the only reason why you would remember it so much.
Was that Lisa wins the most accurate statement of the day. Y'all need therapy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
We do.
I said, at least myself.
She does.
I always
escape.
Analyze myself as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah, you can't. You can't just analyze others without looking at yourself. Mm-hmm. Gwen. Hi, Gwen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a bit of this jingler-itis, too.
I do. I have the Stanley Steamer commercial in my head. It plays about 150 times a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of catch duty. About 6 years.
Huh.
I can sing it if you need it, Dave.
Yeah.
Stanley Steamer, yeah. Your carpet cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yep. Got that.
See, we need more like those chocolate flake commercials, man.
Yeah, we do.
What it is. This is just people that are redoing it themselves.
Right,
like
this
that
is what
they've
I'll start
lost
to do
their
myself.
Mind.
Yeah.
This is what I'll start
and,
to do.
And like they've realized they're going to do it. Like there's tons of people just doing it
so
themselves.
That woman has the same disorder as
she's
you.
Got jingle-itis.
Jingle.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just one.
I
wonder if it's a recognized condition.
I don't know.
Like
maybe.
Every time we talk about this, I talk about the one thing that will jump in my head, and it's that Kid Bit song. That's the only thing for me, and it's because it was like that really young time, but that's the only one that just. And it really only comes up when we start talking about this kind
There's
of
certain
stuff.
Things I don't forget. Like, I don't forget the Transformers themes where it's like robots and disguise.
Oh, yeah.
So they call it involuntary musical imagery, but it's more like earworm. Catchy piece of music that continually repeats through your mind after it's no longer playing. It's caused by damage to the temporal lobe of the brain.
Oh, Dave.
Dave.
Oh, that's, I've got
what
some brain
to
damage.
Your brain?
Yeah.
What'd
you do? Remember when you fell
what
and hit that, your head
your
on that
brain,
rock?
Dave.
Oh,
remember when you hit your head on that rock? Which is crazy. Like, I
what
definitely.
To your brain, Dave? Did it happen after the rock, after you hit your head?
Oh, I've hit my head a lot.
Yeah.
I'm so
maybe
tall,
it's
I've hit
that.
My head.
Maybe
yeah, you've hit your head too much. I know myself, when I had my concussion and I was out for like 3 days, you know I did something to my brain. You know, I don't remember anything anymore. Like, people have to start telling me about stuff in order for me to access memories.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Like, I forget everything. I don't know what happened three weeks ago.
Sorry. So this involuntary musical imagery is different. They say it should not be confused with palynecosis. It's a rare medical condition caused by damage to the temporal lobe that results in auditory hallucination. So, yeah.
Okay,
not,
you don't have that.
You don't have brain damage.
Yeah, oh, thank God.
That was, Lisa was like, what happened to your brain?
Dave, what happened to your brain?
Your sweet little 80s brain was just damaged.
It's going to get more expensive.
Is it from when you fell?
Yeah.
That's it, right?
You hit your head a lot, huh? Always smacking your head.
Lisa just wants an explanation. That's it.
She likes to get to the. She likes to solve problems.
Yes, I do. I really
like,
do.
She wants to solve
an answer for everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thankfully it's not because of... I mean, I may have brain damage, but that's not what...
I guess really what it speaks to is, and it's probably why they don't want our kids to watch as much TV. Because think about if they did a study on Dave. And all of us, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not like Dave. Like, a lot of people watch TV as kids and they don't
right.
have jingles
I mean,
in
no,
their head like that.
Dave's an extreme. But at the same time, most of us... it is in there somewhere. It's rattling around. Once it starts playing, you're like, oh yeah, I know every word of that. Why do I know every word of that?
Well, yeah, that's why they make jingles, because they get in your head like that.
Walker
but
told baby it brain damage.
You know?
Yeah, because like when I wasn't training to be a mercenary when I was a kid, the other half of my childhood was just TV too, and I'm all messed up.
Yep.
I saw HBO too early.
Yep.
And now I just can't stop wanting to bang.
I saw HBO too early. Yeah. But I don't know.
Like me and Lisa were at the airport before you got there, and you always got to take the opportunity with Lisa to be like, I'm going to lay some stuff on you.
Yeah. Now that I got you alone.
We had a real therapy session.
Now that I got you alone.
I was like, here's my life.
In a nutshell.
Shoot me that Lisa straight here.
Yeah.
that's amazing.
No, it's true. Like, I showed up about 45 minutes after that.
Yeah, and like, I was crying. I had a blanket on.
I was like, oh. I was like, I'm just going to stay up here for a bit. It's like Andy's getting some stuff off his chest to Lisa.
All right, well, I'll continue my Lisa therapy sessions off air because apparently they get darker.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A very angry woman in Chattanooga, Tennessee, stopped a repo man from taking her car by attacking his tow truck with a baseball bat.
Repo, being a repo guy is
We've talked
the
about
worst.
How dangerous a repo guy's job is.
It's crazy.
And I'm sure those guys live on the edge. This guy was just like, okay.
Yeah, geez.
He wasn't, you know, putting his life on the line, which I assume they shouldn't. There's video of this that's been posted, and we put it up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out. Now, we can't listen to their audio because it is, but we can. No, we're still going to listen to the audio, just not their version of it, because she swears a lot, as you can imagine.
Sure. So, here's, oh, man. She's just destroying it.
Yeah.
Let it down. Let it down. Hey. Get it out of my car, dude. Get it off of my car.
Pay your bills, baby.
So she screams at the guy to put her car down. He yells, okay, 9 times, but she mostly just keeps swinging, so he can't even get out of the truck. Out of fear for his life. But she did, at least temporarily, get her car back.
So he did it?
He did it.
Wow.
He dropped
That's
her car.
Crazy. They never do that. That lady's scary.
She arrested?
Oh, yeah. Well,
no word.
She will
this
be.
Was just a video posted online. There's no word
she,
on what.
I'm sure she was in some trouble.
You would
More
think.
Trouble than just
yeah,
having her car
that.
Taken.
Yeah, I always watch those repo shows when the people like smash their vehicle up and they still have to pay for all that. Like.
When they smash the vehicle
they're
that's being repossessed.
Yeah. It's never like nobody's. I've never seen anybody smash the tow truck because that's just damage to somebody else's stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Guy should have got one of them super tow trucks. Mm. I can just go in and grab those cars in 1 second and drive away.
Yeah.
He had a real slow tow truck.
Yeah, but I mean, a nice looking truck too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, it was
kind of
nice.
High end. Yeah. Looked fairly new.
Did he retire after this?
Wouldn't you think? Like, that's my, if I'm a repo guy, I'm like, all right, out. There's got to be other jobs I can do where I'm not going to be attacked with a baseball bat.
It's crazy.
To be totally honest, the girl is lucky that he didn't have a weapon or he chose not to draw a weapon. If someone is attacking you with a baseball bat, I'm sure some people would be like, you know what? That's enough.
Mm-hmm. It didn't even seem like the guy had a cell phone because I'd be like, police.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, well, maybe he didn't have time at all. I'm sure happened so fast, right? He's trying to worry about his life more than dialing a phone, but you think someone else, instead of taping it, may have called 911.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you get the video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see the video for yourself. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. What's the pay like for Repo Guy?
I mean, do you get danger pay?
I mean,
you'd
have to pay
me more.
At the end of the day, you're
more.
Still a tow truck driver. I mean, you're not me. I don't think you're going to get rich doing it. But I think that
you'd have to pay me
right.
more than a regular tow truck driver as a repo guy.
I feel like you're probably going to get paid a percentage of whatever the value
That's what
is
I think
of whatever
too.
You're repoing.
So you make like a commission.
Yeah,
probably.
What I would think. You might get like a flat fee just for going out there, and then whatever you actually bring back in, you probably get a percentage of the value. I'm just guessing.
I think we did maybe hear that somewhere before.
Yeah, I think we talked about it before.
That they get a cut of what they bring in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can make decent money at it because it's a high risk.
Yeah. That was one of the shows I really wanted to be awesome.
And real. But
and real, but then it wasn't all the time. They also did like an airplane repo show.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Yeah, well, because, you know, sometimes people don't pay their bills.
Yeah, sure.
And these guys would have to like break into an airport, and then fly these planes away.
That's crazy.
And it was a big process. And I think it was all sort of staged, but you got the gist of like everything that they would have had to do. Mm.
I wouldn't think there would be too many planes you'd have to repo.
I think you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so expensive.
People don't pay their bills.
What if we can repo a hang glider?
It'd be tough. It'd be tough.
You'll never get me.
You'd have to build it and take it somewhere real high.
Alex is a repo guy. He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Ripcord.
Ripcord. So do you get danger pay?
No.
No,
it's pay per car.
So that's it. That's the only money you make is per the cars you bring in.
Correct.
And how much?
I was getting about 75 a car. I've heard of guys getting 100 a car.
That's still not enough.
Depends on the bank.
Dude, that's not enough. 75
that's
bucks.
Not enough.
I recently left that job, thankfully. But,
okay, how many cars would you be expected to repo in a day?
If on a good day, you get 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So $300 a day if you get all four cars.
If you get them all, yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
No, see, and that's...
It sounds like you could ask for more. Like, you could... Cause
you can't, because then there's another guy there. You know what I mean? That'll
everyone,
do it.
They, I don't know.
It's one of those things. It's not a hard job. Like,
if I'm looking...
it's dangerous
if I've got a couple of job options, and this one's like, you know, $300 a day sitting behind a desk, or $300 a day stealing cars from people where they could shoot you and kill you... Well, I'm going to go with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guys are just cowboys, you know?
I guess they are.
It seems like a lot of work to me because you got to like stake out where the car is. You got to figure it out. People that don't pay their bills aren't just leaving their car all the time outside their house. Like, they're doing sneaky stuff with it all the time. You know?
Now, that's what you'd think.
Mike, also a repo guy. You've encountered some trouble along the way, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I've been assaulted, shot at, almost ran over a few dozen times. I mean, I actually own a company here in the Metro Detroit area.
Okay, shot
I'm
at?
I'm one right now as we speak.
Oh, wow. Well, no, sorry to that person, but good for you guys. So what is it worth? Is the reward equal the shot at, run over, assaulted?
Well, you know, it's hard because the banks have gotten really cheap about it. You know, we haven't got a raise in well over 10 years from the banks. You know, and they keep taking away our fees for different things that we normally used to collect to make it a lot more profitable. You know, and then they've put restrictions on us when we can do what we can do. A lot of the banks won't even let us make contact anymore.
What does that mean? Like, you can't speak to the
people?
Well,
we can't call them. We can't knock on their door. We can't, you know, go to their work. You know, I mean, it's like the restrictions keep getting more. The pay doesn't increase. You know, it's a tough line of work to be in. I wouldn't recommend it for the weak of heart, you know.
No, and yeah, I mean, and at this point, you know, you probably started your own business back when it was a lot more profitable.
More lucrative.
You know, but it's yours and you're your own boss. So it's like, it's not
and
like you're going
to comment on the pay. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we'd love to see our guys bring in 4 or 5 cars a day. And there are days that you will bring in 4 or 5 cars a day. But there's also days that I go out and run for about 8-10 hour shift and don't find anything or find them blocked in, you know, which is a constant move that they make to, you know, impede it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
They're making sure you can't take their car from them.
Exactly.
But yeah, I've had some pretty interesting things happen over the years, but I can tell you, you know, when they start coming after the truck, boy, that's when you really got to bite your lip because, you know, I mean, that's your livelihood at the end of the day, and you don't want your truck all beat up. And we spend a lot of money keeping our trucks safe and
you know, DOT compliant and all that. You know, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure, Mike.
No doubt.
Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye. See ya.
It is. It's like, it's going to come to a head where they're like, nobody's going to be willing to do it if it gets too crazy.
Well, yeah. And like he's basically saying, you know, like it's almost not even worth it mm-hmm. for him to to have the company, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the banks keep cutting back and cutting back.
What's nuts, though, is that like, so like every day there's like four or five people who are going to get their car taken.
Sure.
You know?
It's like, crazy. You're one company.
You're essentially like a federal marshal, but for cars.
Yeah.
Like you gotta
with no power.
Yeah, no power, no yeah. weapons.
Yeah, no.
Just a truck and a yeah. dream.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I did a volunteer surrender of vehicle, this person says. So like say, hey, listen, I know you're going to take my car. I'll volunteer to surrender it. Mm. Finance company referred me to a repo company. I got a $1,500 repo fee added to my finance balance.
Oh.
So... That's why you don't give it up.
That's why you don't do that.
Well, see, that's what's crazy, too, is those guys are only getting $100, but the bank tax
on.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're getting
big banks.
Way more.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll bail them out, too.
Yeah, everything's even.
Yeah, we'll bail them out.
Hey, they did a boat repo show, too, I guess. Makes sense. There's some massive boats out there.
Yeah, and people don't pay for those.
Again, it's a luxury, right? Like a plane. You don't need it from day to day, so... Well, if you got to give up paying some bills.
Listen, there are people that, like, come into money... Or, like, they have a job that's, like, paying them real great for a little bit, and they buy tons of stuff, and then they lose the job or whatever happens,
yeah.
And that happens all the time.
Someone said, I work for a bank, and we actually use Facebook a lot to repo vehicles. We find out where you're having dinner or shopping or if you're at the movies, and then we go there and find the car and take it.
Yeah, people are so obsessed with putting their lives out there. They're a lot easier. The dumb are a lot easier to find. I knew a guy that got his, he was a DJ, he got his car, he was looking out the window, watched his car get repoed while he was on the air.
Oh, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just radio.
Yeah, radio. Yeah,
radio.
That's just radio. Radio.
And no one's paying for their car.
Normal day in radio. Yep. Rob's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Not too bad. Penis.
Talking about this video, this angry woman in Chattanooga, Tennessee stopped a repo man from taking her car by attacking his tow truck with a baseball bat. You had a story.
So, yeah, about 7.5 years ago, I was repoing because it was young and dumb, thought good money for sure. You know, basically making beer money every night.
Okay.
And we were out in I was out in the Southfield area repoing a car and, you know, normal hook and book, get out of there. And I go to get in the truck and the guy shot me in the back of the knee.
Oh, my God. He shot you.
Car.
Dude.
Yeah. So I go home, you know, I go to the hospital, I get home, you know, in a cast. Dealing with the bank's insurance company was a nightmare. They don't want to cover nothing because you put yourself in the liabilities. Company covered it, but then it was like discretion of sending you back out. So I was losing money hand and foot. So basically I got down and out, got drunk, went back and shot the guy. Same spot he shot me.
Oh my goodness. That wow. is a payback. If
that
I ever
that took a twist.
Yeah. Yeah. Back for an eye.
Yeah. And you got caught? You got caught for all that?
Oh yeah. They knew. I mean, they basically they did a background of what all happened because, you know, shooting appeared there like a year later or a year before and they ended up catching me. I did 27 months in prison for it.
Huh.
But you know what? I bet that guy will think twice before he ever decides to not pay his bill.
Yeah, that's true. But, yep. Okay, I know that this is crazy, but like, what? So like, what did you do? You just walked up to him?
No, actually, I was sitting there and I was telling a friend of mine the story, and you know, I just happened to be in the area, so we drove by the neighborhood, and I had to see him out there washing another Dodge Magnum that he probably didn't pay his bill on. And having a good old time, got rims on it, system in it, you know. And I just looked at him like he destroyed my life because I lost everything when I was out of work.
Yep.
I mean, unemployment for a $300 a night job, if you're lucky, isn't much.
Yeah, right.
So I lost everything.
Yeah.
So I got a little pissed and I was a carrier at the time. And well, I just got out, asked me if he remembered who the hell I was. And he looked at me like he'd seen a ghost and I shot him.
So here's the question now, 7 years later, regrets? Are you still happy you shot that guy and then spent over 2 years behind bars, or are you sorry you did it?
Yes and no. I mean, I lost a lot of my life, but yeah. You know what though? It's like, you know, I believe in thinning of the herd, you know.
Oh yeah.
The stupid will kill itself off.
Yeah.
You know, if it was legal to shoot the son of a bitch for what he did, it'd been all right. You know,
but Wild West, you're like,
you know,
yeah.
Life happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does.
Life happens. You know, I'm just lucky I still have my leg. You know, that was what killed me, you know, cause I got kids. Like, you know, thinking that you're not going to have your legs to run around and play with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, puts a lot on your life.
It's messed up all over a car he didn't pay for.
For nothing. Yeah. You know, it's just, it is what it is these days. You know, clearly I'm a waste of tow truck driving. I can't deal with stupid.
Yeah,
I figured out in my life, I'm allergic to stupidity.
Yeah.
Stupid people irritate me.
How was your over two years behind bars?
Hey, it wasn't that bad. I mean, Michigan prison system is not all it's cracked up to be. I mean, it's the softest prison system in the world.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
I mean, it's they're all that raping and all that killing stuff. There's too many guys. They're trying to get it in the butt than the guys trying to take it from you.
Exactly. Right. No shortage of guys who don't mind it, huh?
No shortage of guys who don't mind it. I'll say that.
So there's enough willing asses you don't have to volunteer yours. Yeah. Yours doesn't need to be taken.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. I was more mind blown with the people I knew that were in there that were doing all the sissy stuff. That was like, wow, I grew up with you, and now you're a sissy.
Rob, you might not just be pretty enough for those guys.
Yeah, well,
yeah, and that's fine, and that's all good.
Yeah.
Rob, quite a tale, my friend. Thanks for sharing it with us.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man. Yep. Stay calm out there. Stay calm.
Don't.
Whew. It's heavy. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's not my recommended response. It's Governor Dave style.
God, that is Governor Dave.
It is Governor's Dave style.
I thought you for just a second. You remember me?
You remember me?
It's your pole.
Yeah, that's wild.
That was crazy. I just, it's early still, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know.
I shot a guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shot him. Blew his leg up.
But listen, the guy went through some crap because of that dude, right? Lost all sorts of stuff because that guy shot him.
He paid his debt. You know, he paid his debt to society and all that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Wild tale.
Was a wild tale. One more call here about repo. Brad's calling us from Tennessee. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man? I grew up in the business probably since I was 14 years old. My dad used to have me drive cars back for him. And this man, we've been shot at. I've been hit in the head with a half-inch ratchet. I've had people come out of houses with rifles and him get out of the truck and rip the rifle out of their hand and throw it across the yard while I'm hiding behind the truck like, what are you doing, Dad?
Oh, my God.
Your dad's a certified badass. Dad is a badass.
Oh, yeah.
100% badass.
He kept me out 3 days in a row. He used to tell me, it's $100 bills laying in the street, son. And then just, it was a crazy life, man.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I moved to Tennessee from Detroit, and I got back in the business myself here. And most of the people here keep their keys in the car, so you pretty much just walk up and drive one away. But Detroit, like the guy was saying, they block them in, they hide them. You used to be able to go to their houses on Thanksgiving and, you know, find them at their mom's house on Thanksgiving, but the rules and everything changed so much, it's not worth it.
Yeah. All right, Brad, thanks for calling in, dude. So, yeah, in Tennessee, a little different, people a little more trusting.
Yeah.
It's a bit easier to do your job as opposed to, you know, a bigger city where you're always on edge, ready to shoot someone in the kneecap.
Yeah.
Be crazy to see somebody disarm somebody like that. That old school dude was like a badass about it.
Charles Bronson type.
Wow, that was the insight into the Michigan prison system was also interesting. That there's just enough guys willing to give it up so no one needs to take it from. I think there's probably still a little bit of that. The real badass dudes, it's probably more about the taking that what you can't get as opposed to.
It's when you can't pay your debts, right? I think
that's the punishment.
Yeah. Don't owe anybody anything in prison.
No.
No, no.
Don't eat pillow candy bars.
No.
Whose is this? Whose is this? I don't want it. Someone said that would be James if he was a repo man with his rage.
Oh, my God. Oh,
James
no.
might come back.
No,
like,
repo man?
Yeah, like James
Could
repo
you
man?
Imagine James as a repo man?
No, I don't. I can't.
If I could channel the rage, I think I'd be a pretty damn good repo man.
I know.
yes.
As soon as that chick starts pounding her baseball bat in my truck, I'm be like, listen up, bitch.
Okay.
You brought a baseball bat to a taser fight.
Yeah,
you better back your ass up right now.
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Taking a 94 Cavalier, and it's going back to the bank.
Yeah.
You want it back, you pay your $100 note.
That is a sweet one.
You get Louisville Slugger out of my face. You don't scare me.
I like day one.
I love it.
James
that show.
As a repo guy, he's just repo, and day two, we're visiting him, and he's behind glass.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, bud.
Got an eye patch.
I'd be a change man.
Yeah. Oh, you absolutely would. It would be bad. Brad has a comment here. Hey, Brad, how are you? Hey, Brad. Brad, gone.
All right.
Okay.
Lost Brad.
He's gone.
He was a process server, and he said he had gone through some stuff.
Oh, that's a nutty job.
What's more dangerous, you think, process server or repo man?
Repo man.
Repo man?
Oh, yeah, repo
or
man.
Or repo person, I guess, repo in this person, day and age. Are there many women in the repo business, speaking of?
Sure there are.
You'd have to be a tough-ass chick to be.
Yeah.
They're all probably chicks like the one from Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That's just it.
That's what I exactly picture. Yeah, because the one on that repo show, she was a big girl.
Yeah, I don't remember the girl.
Yeah. She was like a Beth from Dog.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to be, though. You'd have to be physically intimidating for people to take you seriously.
Yeah, I mean, you could walk five steps, though, and outrun Beth.
Yeah, yeah. Beth wasn't really. But she was intimidating. She's intimidating in a different
way. Yeah, like her voice, too. Like, she'll scream.
Do you think
Beth
people would
duck down below where her tits are? She can't see it.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. She'd be shielded.
I lost him.
Where are you?
I lost him.
He's like,
oh, I'm calling my Beth.
Shimmy underneath her boobs.
She has the world's biggest knockers. Just enormous.
Dog likes them.
Teeth loves them.
Well, yeah. Do you think people would think twice for shooting, like, say if it was a woman that went to that house, that guy who called in about, you think that guy would have thought twice for shooting her if it was a woman as opposed to a guy?
You might think twice, but if you're willing to shoot somebody, I think you're just willing to shoot somebody.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Someone said,
who it is.
Dude, repoed that guy's kneecap.
He did. That's awesome.
Yeah, he did.
You owe me a kneecap.
I'm going to take it now. Achoo. Yeah, no. All right, so this is the process server guy. Hello, Brad. How are you?
Hey, sorry, got disconnected before. I got to tell you, process serving, I'd have to put that a little bit more dangerous than repo.
Oh, you really would?
I've known because people in the repo business that I've known and dealt with, I only did the process serving for about a year, and this is about 10 years ago. And the people in the repo business, some of them will pick up a car, and they're never in contact with the individuals themselves. Yeah, a good half of them.
Right.
Now, in my position, I had to actually hand deliver a summons to the individual that was being called to court. Now, the very first summons that I delivered, I started in the winter months, so it got kind of dim a little early. It was about 5 in the evening, you know, getting dark.
Yeah, what happened, Brad?
First summons I went to deliver, nobody answered the door. I was getting into my car. Somebody pulled up behind me and smacked me with a bat in the ribs.
Ouch.
And that happens. Yeah, I've heard of so many people being attacked. I've had guns threatened, dogs sicked on me, everything.
Oh, my God.
You have no idea. And that's a day after day for about $18 to $35 a summons.
It seems so fine on the TV shows. You've been served.
Yeah, exactly.
They make it look like a lot of fun, really isn't.
Yeah, Seth Rogen wasn't in that much danger in Pineapple Express.
No.
He just had funny costumes.
Well, hey, guys, have a great holiday season, all of you.
And thanks, you too, man.
Stay safe.
Brad, the happy process.
Oh, man. I just keep thinking, like, our job is so different than that, you know? Like, it'd be a lot more stressful if somebody just could run up in here at any moment and hit us in the ribs.
Yeah.
We're doing this show. Right. It's all right.
I come walking in. What happened? Oh, it's that guy. The bat. He got me in the ribs.
Oh, it stings real bad.
It would be a different day. I was kneecapped on the way in.
I'm shot. I can't do the dick jokes. I'm shot.
You better suck it up and do those dick jokes.
Throw him a tourniquet.
Oh. No, it is.
I ain't got time to bleed.
Be
safe out there, repo guys and process servers and all you people putting your life on the line for someone else's money.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it is. Big banks. And they're making a hell of a lot more than you are.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.